How far is it from here to San Antonio?
About 153 miles.
All right. If somebody asks you to go with him somewhere and you're not sure you want to go, you might say, I don't know.
Let me think about it.
Well, all right, I don't know blank to go. I don't know blank.
Whether to go.
Okay, I don't know whether to go. Or I don't know blank.
If I should go.
All right. Let's see if I've gotten that. I think I have. If somebody says, Mr. Brown is very ill, and you know that you're pretty certain that things are not going to come out well for
him. He has a terminal illness.
Okay. You might say, it seems to me, blank, he won't pull through.
That.
All right. Would you say anything besides that?
It seems to me that he will not pull through.
Okay. What if you want to indicate that possibility? You'd say, you're indicating you're not absolutely certain, but you think there's
a chance of...
You're pretty sure he won't, you'd say.
Recover.
It seems to me, blank, he won't pull through.
It seems to me that he will not recover.
All right. If you want somebody to go with you, you'd say, I won't go, blank, he does. You want them to go, and you're not going to go under any other circumstances unless this person...
If...
I won't go, blank, he does.
I will not go if he goes.
But you want to say just the opposite. You will go...
If he goes.
No. Okay, I want to go somewhere, but I'm not going to go... I will go under one circumstance, and that is if the other person does. So the way you would say this is, I won't go, blank, he does.
I won't go. Well, honey, I don't get it.
Okay. Would you say, I won't go unless he does?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Or would you say it some other way?
I won't go unless he goes, or she goes, or they go.
All right. Would you ever say, I won't go without he goes?
Mm-mm.
All right.
I know it's done, but I believe I would say unless.
Unless, all right. Mm-hmm. If you really don't want to play bridge, and somebody calls you up and says, you know, would you come over and play with us? You might say, well, why don't you get Martha blank me
instead of.
All right. If I said, why do you like him? You might reply, I like him
because.
All right. And let's see. You've already said this, so I don't need to go over that. What do you call the message that the minister delivers in the morning?
Sermon.
All right. If you had to change a flat tire on the way to church one Sunday morning, you might say, well, church will be over.
By that time.
All right. What do you call the opposite of God? The
heathen.
All right, but of God, some especially... depending on your religious beliefs, some people think of an actual physical being that is the opposite of God, the embodiment of evil.
Satan.
Okay, any other names?
Devil.
All right. And what might you say to a child? Now, you might say to a child,